the 6 days of Muruga, the Skanda Shashti. And I'm going to give you some understanding about Hindu festivals and Hindu gods per se. The Hindu gods have to be understood. Any Hindu god needs to be understood in terms of Adi Daivika, which is a narrative which consists of a story of the god. In Muruga's case, he is one who won a battle against the bad guys, and he got married, and then what are his exploits? This is the narrative part, which is true. The narrative part is as important as the other more profound understandings. The other two are the adhyatmika in Sanskrit, which is like the psychophysical understanding of the god, which represents certain happenings within the biology as well as the psychology. And then the third part is called the elemental part, the adibhautika in Sanskrit, which is it is an elemental nature. You know, it's a statement of the element, or a representation of the five elements. In Muruga's case, worshipping him in all the three aspects. Relating to him in an anthropomorphic form. The anthropomorphic form is that he has six heads, and the six heads represent actually the six parts of the brain. And then the elemental part, he is the one that represents Agni, which is fire, the pure energy. And the Adhyatmika part, he is the god of wisdom, which is the third eye. He is the god of the third eye. The worship of Muruga, or Skanda, or Subramanya, named variously, is geared to give us wisdom, opening the third eye. It's all about awakening to a new consciousness, and that happens only during a certain time, and that time is the Skanda Shashti times of 6 days. In the Western perspective, Skanda or Muruga is the god of the Pleiades. And those of you who are familiar with the literature that's coming out, particularly from channeled sources, say that the earth plane has come under the Pleiades, and the Pleiades is dumping photon rays into this planet, which is going to help the planet to evolve. It is an opportunity for human consciousness, or the earth plane itself, to vibrate better. Everything is just vibration. We just vibrate at a very low level. That's why we have all these problems in this human life. So human life itself is going to evolve along with the planet to be highlighted during the 6 days of the Murugan worship. This is a very important time for all of humanity to take advantage of this extraordinary time when the world is under the threshold of change for the better. And I personally look forward to that. Muruga himself is the god of knowledge or wisdom. And what gives us strength and hope is just knowledge. Without knowledge, we would be just ignorant and won't know anything. So knowledge is the key for our happiness, for our understanding, for our liberation. And this is the will of Muruga, to reveal himself as a friend to humanity, to help you to evolve from flesh and blood-based consciousness to a heart consciousness, which is pure light. And that's what the Pleiadian agenda is. And it is a great news for the entire humanity to rise up to this level. And that is what, to me, represents the 6 days of Muruga.